You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Yeah, so this is quite a sad story. Ari Fuld, who was a dual Israeli-American citizen who lived in Efrat, was stabbed on Sunday night in Gush Etzion, and quite heroically, he actually got to his feet with his stab wounds and shot his killer to prevent the killer from harming anybody else. Now, Ari Fuld was quite well known on social media as a staunch advocate for Israel, and he was also well known in Australia. He had quite a few links here. We had March of the Living Australia co-president Rennie Richter paying tribute to Ari, and also David Adler, who actually hosted Ari at his home last year. He stayed with him here in Sydney, and he called Ari an incredible guy and a hero. Unfortunately, what we all know is going to happen here is the Palestinian Authority is going to start paying a salary to the killer and the killer's family, as they do, which unfortunately just feeds this cycle of violence and brings us no closer to peace.
It's very sad. He left a wife and four children. He was only 45. And a few months ago, he visited Australia, and therefore many people in the community met him and knew him and were connected to him on Facebook.
And that's why it was all the more real, I guess, for members of the community here. It wasn't just reading about someone had been killed. It's someone that they knew.
Thousands and thousands of people attended his funeral on Sunday night in Israel. And we're talking to Garrett Naransky, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News. Garrett, I wanted to ask you about Julie Bishop. It's just been revealed last week that one of Julie Bishop's last acts as a foreign minister was to suspend funding to one organization.
That's right. So obviously, Julie Bishop was a fantastic foreign minister for 5 years and a great friend of Israel and a great friend of the community. And as you said, it was revealed last week that one of her last acts was to suspend funding to a trade unions charity which had people associated with a terror group within the Palestinian population. And that was Union Aid Abroad. AFIDA was the local charity which had links to the Man Development Center in the Palestinian territories, which had employed not one, but now they're saying two supporters and members of militant groups.
And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. We are talking to Garrett Naransky, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News. I'm very proud to say that SBS rejects boycott petition to attend and to broadcast the Eurovision.
Correct. So Eurovision, it's officially been announced that it's going to happen at Tel Aviv in the Expo Tel Aviv Centre. And the finals will be on May 19 next year, which is fantastic. We're all looking forward to it. Unfortunately, there are some who have missed the memo, so to speak, of Eurovision being about bringing people together. There has been a petition online which is calling for SBS not to screen the Eurovision semi-finals and final next year. Of course, SBS has rejected that. A spokesperson has actually said that the contest celebrates diversity and brings different cultures together, united in a passion for music. So that is totally at odds with what these would-be boycotters are trying to achieve. So it's great that SBS has taken the unity line. And so fortunately, as we have every year, next year we'll be able to enjoy Eurovision on SBS, on our TV screens, and get those Eurovision party plans ready.
We're looking forward to. It's actually going to be on May, the 14 and 16, the semi-finals and the grand final on May the 19th. Next year, put it in your diary. And Garrett, on a totally different topic, Federal Labor MP Mike Kelly's office has been vandalized.
Yes, it's quite a sickening attack by these vandals. As you know, Mike Kelly is married to a Jewish woman. He's also a very good friend of the Jewish community, public defender of Israel's right to defend itself. And this is not the first time he's been targeted. So on this particular instance, there were pig entrails thrown at the exterior of his office in Queanbeyan. That follows another incident 2 weeks ago when stickers were plastered on the door of his office in Bega. And those stickers were of the neo-Nazi anti-Badean resistance group who, as we know, have been becoming more and more active recently in terms of stickers and posters with a very negative message.
Yeah, that's very disturbing. Who were they? Did they find out?
Well, as far as I know, the Pig and Trails attack, there's not been any more information of who might have done it.
Gareth, can you give our listeners an update about the Wentworth by-elections? I think many of our listeners live in the area, in the eastern suburbs of Sydney. Who is running now?
So the Wentworth by-election is getting very, very interesting. Following the announcement last week that Dave Sharma, the former ambassador to Israel, had been selected as the Liberal candidate, independent Jewish candidate Karen Phelps, who had long been speculated to enter the race, confirmed over the weekend that she is indeed running as an independent. And then, of course, the other high-profile candidate who was the first to officially be in the race was Labour's Tim Murray. It's going to be a very, very interesting race. Karen Phelps is, as an independent, is running on a platform of climate change action, making housing more affordable. She's looking to have a second high school within the Wentworth area. But the great thing was, obviously, is she is very well known in the community. She is also a supporter of Israel, which is fantastic for the community. And then Tim Murray from Labour, who I met with last week, was a very, very impressive fellow. He's also quite on board with the issues that are of concern to the Jewish community. He has said that he will be an advocate within the Labour Party for Israel, should he be elected. I think the Jewish community is quite lucky in this regard, because regardless of your politics, the three frontrunners are all very well credentialed and will be very good friends to the Jewish community, no matter which one of them happens to win the election on October 20.
So Dave Sharma, the Liberal candidate, was in Israel for 4 years, and he knows well Israel and the community.
That's right. Dave was the Australia's ambassador to Israel for 4 years, and he was a fantastic ambassador, bringing the nations closer together, forging new relationships in trade, in defence, in cyber. So many different areas that he really brought relationships a lot closer together. So the Australia-Israel relationship has really come in leaps and bounds, and a lot of that is due to the hard work that Dave did while he was there. And of course, now he's here as our candidate for Wentworth. But I have to say, Nitsa, that all three of the main front runners in this race are all fantastic individuals. They've all got a lot to offer. They're all very good friends of the community and good friends of Israel. So no matter your politics, whoever does prevail on October 20 will be a good friend to the Jewish community.
Gareth, we are just on Erev Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur behind us. It seems without any incident.
The holidays passed without any incident. I mean, everyone was able to go to shul and daven very safely, and obviously we're grateful to the CSG and to all those who helped to make that possible.
And Sukkot is coming, Erev Sukkot.
Yes, it's hard to believe the year's gone so quickly. After the solemn Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur period, it's now time to celebrate. It's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. It's a mitzvah to shake the lulav and etrog. So everyone out there in the community, get involved with your local shul. There's sure to be plenty going on for Sukkot. I know that there's a young adults event being put on by iSociety next Wednesday evening at the Mizrahi Shul in Bondi. But check with your local shuls what's on. Get into the Sukkot spirit. It's a lot of fun.
Gareth Narensky, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News. Chag Sameach for Sukkot, and have a great week.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.